This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm in pain.
In pain? Why? What's wrong?
I screwed up my neck. I twisted my neck and my whole back.
You got your neck out of joint.
Yeah, I was camping.
Uh-huh.
This past weekend.
Thanks for the invite.
I didn't invite you, yeah. No.
Who invited me then? That's weird. That would explain why I didn't see you the whole time. I didn't see anybody. It's middle of nowhere.
Tom, I was camping, and apparently something that I've never had when I went camping that everybody has now.
Diarrhea.
No. Oh, God. One time I didn't go on a camping trip that was planned because I had diarrhea.
One time I had diarrhea on a camping trip when I was young, and I had to throw a pair of underwear in a dumpster.
Well.
That was the same trip where I told it was me, my dad, and my uncle, and I was trying to make conversation. I was probably, like, I don't know, 11 or 12, and I told my uncle that my grandparents just bought a condom in North Carolina.
Oh, man, they must have loved that.
No, I think it was right after that I diarrheaed my pants. And it's like, well, I'm going to go check out that dumpster. See what that's about. I've been looking to look at that all weekend. It was a weird campsite. It was like one of those campsites where, like, you could see like 12 other people right around you. Like,
yeah, that
wasn't really wilderness. It was just being outside.
That's kind of where I was. It was fine. It was nice.
Yeah, if the weather's nice, it's nice.
Yeah, the thing that other people
the weather was
had...
bad this weekend. That weekend too.
There was a thunderstorm the second of the two nights we were there,
uh-huh.
But it was awesome. We just bought a new tent.
Wait, these threw out the tent you had and bought.
No. Before,
this tent got all wet.
Before this trip,
oh.
We were camping at one point where it was just like a torrential downpour, and there were holes in our tent, and it was the worst.
Yeah.
And then we later found out you could zip those holes closed. There was a zipper there.
Well, so they were designed into...
I was just kidding. I was pretending like I left the tent door open, you see. No, the thing that I didn't have is a pad to sleep on.
Yeah.
I was always just like, I'm going to bring a pillow, of course.
You never had a pad before?
No.
Oh, I would have let you borrow mine.
Tom, you always say this. I also bought a camping stove, and when I told you that, you were like...
Yeah, I would have let you borrow mine.
Tom, when's the last time you've been camping?
2-3 years ago, Yosemite was the last time I went camping.
Yeah, that was 2016.
I'd like to go, 3 years ago. I'd like to go camping more often, but
you didn't bring
sometimes
a camping
my
stove.
Friends don't invite me.
I should have invited you to my wife's family reunion.
Yeah.
They would have loved you.
I could have said I was some long-lost cousin or whatever.
I think they would have known that you're not.
Well, I would have been long-lost.
Would you bring documentation?
Yeah, I'd doctor up something to bring. I was doctor
It'd
up
something. It'd be weird if you were having a family party and some guy showed up and was like, I'm one of you. Look,
look,
I have papers to prove it.
Printouts from 23andMe, they say it.
Yeah, so everybody's like, how could you not have a mattress pad that's borderline irresponsible?
That's what keeps you from not being too cold, too, besides being more comfortable.
It's August, Tom. It was hot.
Yeah, well, it keeps you from being too hot sometimes, too.
Yeah, well, anyway.
It's like a vacuum tube for the body.
Yeah, it also keeps your spine from twisting. My arm went numb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stinks.
Did you get one of them self-inflating jobs?
I didn't get any of them.
Oh, why didn't I thought you said that you went and bought one.
No.
You should have borrowed mine.
Tom, I didn't know that that this was a necessary accoutrement.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been camping with you a bunch of times. I didn't realize you didn't have one.
Never had a mattress pad.
Everybody's always had them when we go camping.
Not old Timmy. Old, I used to be, that's why they used to call me Steelback Timmy.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't even care that much about, like, sleeping on the ground. I mean, I prefer not to, but that's not what, the reason I got one was because, yeah, sometimes the ground is so goddamn cold, and this, you know, takes you off the ground, so yeah. It's not as cold as sleeping
well,
on the ground.
Well, if you don't want to sleep on the ground, then don't go camping. And I guess you learned that lesson because you haven't been camping.
No, it's sometimes you don't want to sleep on the ground, but you'd like to sleep maybe an inch above the ground.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm also afraid that there's going to be a mountain man watching from in the trees, right?
Yeah. Oh, and he thinks you're like a soft.
Yeah, and then the soft people become his prey. I'm so afraid. I'm not afraid of bears or any other animal when I go camping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid of mountain men.
Yeah, if you were like on, you know, like a hike, not in like a national forest or something, just like in the middle of nowhere, like a hike, and you turned a corner and there was just a man there. Oh, forget it. You wouldn't even have to do anything. I would just faint and fall off a cliff.
Yeah. I mean, in our hometown, Tom, I encountered the equivalent of a mountain man in the woods.
Yeah, a woodsman.
Yeah, a woodsman just sharpening a knife at the end of a trail of ripped out pornography from magazines.
Oh, that could have just been a coincidence.
Luring in 12-year-old boys. Like another soggy page.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one up there. And then at the end of the trail, just a bearded man in flannel sharpening his knife.
Yeah, looking to teach boys a lesson about lust.
Speaking of bearded men in flannel.
Oh, hey, nice transition.
Generation X, baby. It's Gen X week here on the Complete Guide to Everything.
Yeah. Tim, what is Generation X? I thought it was Generation 10 this whole time.
Oh, like the iPhone 10?
Yeah, the Roman numerals.
Yeah, no, it's X for extreme.
Did the Romans have generations?
The Romans?
Yeah. I think they were like, oh, it's Generation Romulus or whatever. You know, those Gen Romulus kids, they, you know, they like throwing up after a big feast, forcing themselves to puke.
I don't know anything about the Roman Empire.
Sometimes they would do that after big feasts.
Yeah.
They had like vomitoriums.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why? Because they overindulged or because everything they ate was...
No, it was like intentionally overindulging. Like, oh, you can eat more if you
puke. Bacchanal.
Who?
What's that?
Bacchanal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like a Bacchanal buffet.
That's not giving me more.
No, that's just a buffet at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I don't think Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas has modeled itself after this. But it was like
a bacchanal is a drunken or riotous celebration.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's from what you describe.
Sure.
The vomitoriums would be the destination after the bacchanal.
No, it was like not after, it was during. He'd be like, excuse me, I have to, you know, sneak off to the vomitorium so I can make some room so I can eat more.
That's part of the revelry?
Yeah.
Eat, drink, like, be merry, vomit, and
yeah,
because
you can
eating.
Only eat so much, and they didn't know back then that, you know, that's probably not a great idea to just keep throwing up so you can eat more. Your body's not going to be thrilled about that.
Las Vegas is messed up.
Sure is.
Look, let's name it Bacchanal Buffet. Let's see. They have a VIP reservation package.
Okay. Tim, why are you looking into this right now?
I'm interested. I've never been to Las Vegas, and now, for the first time ever, my interest is piqued.
You didn't know they had buffets?
For a limited time.
Mm-hmm.
Bacchanal Buffet is offering a VIP reservation package complete with, one, a dedicated reservation time.
Powerball.
Get back to the casino.
I mean, that doesn't even need a VIP. You can call up most restaurants and get a reservation with the time.
Number two, not a buffet, Tom.
Yeah, probably at a buffet.
No, because how do they manage the turnover?
No,
right?
A lot of buffets, nicer buffets, they have like a separate room for reservations.
Well, there's no such thing as a nice buffet.
There is, Tim. It's called. There's one in Pennsylvania, and it's like a German smorgasbord, and boy, it's good.
Smorgasbord.
But when you go to the bathrooms, you might notice that there are stains from people who didn't make it to the bathroom in time.
And this is your definition of a nice buffet.
Yeah, I mean, that's, hey, it's like the Romans did it.
Stains like the Romans or stains like you on your camping trip when you were 11 years old?
No, stains like the Romans.
Oh.
But I mean, what better accolade could you give a restaurant than look at how many people puked up in their food in the bathroom?
I
ate so much because it was so good. Look at what happened. I couldn't stop myself, even though my body told me to, because it was just that good.
You also get
your own pancake bar.
For $98 a person, you get the dedicated reservation time. You get full access to the buffet.
You get three meals there?
You get as many as you want to stay
No,
for.
I'm saying like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's Las Vegas, man.
Yeah.
All you care to drink package. I guess I can't say all you can drink because yeah. People will be like, challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
And a VIP seafood tower.
I don't know about that. I don't want my seafood from a tower.
What do you mean?
I don't know what that means. Why is this?
They stack it up nice. I think at the bottom is like the lobster tail.
Yeah.
And then they have like platters going
up. Clams. Clams are harder.
Clams are harder?
Yeah, than lobster tail, like thicker. You want to start the base nice and thick.
I think you want the base to be the biggest.
Draw?
No, the biggest, physically, the biggest pieces. Right? Lobsters.
Yeah, you might be
big.
Right.
And then, you know, there's different layers to it, right? It's not all stacked on top of each other. There's like platters.
Oh, I see. You know I'm thinking it's all. I'm thinking it's stacked and they put like a fluke in between to fill in the holes.
Maybe we should go to the Bacchanal Buffet. We should do an episode about it.
$100 for a buffet. Like, you can get a really nice meal for $100. That would be all you care to eat.
No, but all you care to drink, too, Tom.
That's true, yeah. And is it like well drinks, though?
Who cares? What do you drink that's not well drinks?
Beer. I refuse to drink well beer.
Generation X, Tom. We are not Generation Xers.
No.
Although sometimes I feel like I'm one. What year? Okay, so let's go through the generations.
Okay.
Starting
with the Romans.
The Romulus, what were you saying? The greatest generation.
Mm-hmm.
The boys that went off to WW2.
Yeah. Now, is that the first American generation? They named themselves like, we're the greatest generation.
I don't think they named themselves. Do you think the baby boomers are just going to be like, let's just start calling ourselves the greatest generation?
If they would have.
We took everything else.
If they could have, they would have done it already.
There's still time. That's what we thought.
I think that they think we're the baby boomers. That makes it sound like we were a part of World War II.
The lost generation preceded the greatest generation.
They were the ones that went to the moon and never came back, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and lived in Atlantis also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fishmen and fishwomen.
Then the greatest generation. Then the silent generation. You know about the silent generation, Tom?
No.
They were after the greatest generation.
Okay.
I don't know anything about them.
Did they just like all die in a war?
They were stoic. No, oh, because okay. you had the lost generation. They went to World War I.
Right.
Then you had the greatest generation. They went to World War II.
Mm-hmm.
The silent generation.
They
weren't
like
just
the
like,
Korean War or something?
Maybe if we just keep our mouths shut, they won't send us to war. Look, nobody move. Like, everybody just play it cool. They won't even know we're here, and we won't have to go die in a war somewhere.
Yeah, and until we're all past draft age.
Yeah. And the baby boomers, they were like, we'll be loud, blah, blah, and look where that got them.
And now.
Vietnam.
They owned everything.
Yeah. And then Generation X was the children of the baby boomers, Tom.
So there wasn't one. Baby boomers, was that like a longer generation than normal? Because, like, millennials aren't necessarily the children of baby boomers, of Gen Xers, rather.
Yeah, it doesn't, like...
They, like, overlap a little bit, yeah.
So, baby boomer, and this needs to be friggin' standardized. We just need to be, like, there needs to be a UN commission where they just say, all right, baby boomers are between 1946 and 1964.
Right. And that's it. That's all...
Yeah, because millennials, sometimes we're millennials, sometimes we're Gen X in things.
I don't think we're ever
sometimes
Gen
we're
X
neither.
In things. Yeah, sometimes we're just not defined in things.
Yeah, like 1981 and 1982 are like definitely too young for Generation X.
Yeah.
And look, I certainly don't feel like a millennial.
We're the lost generation, the true lost generation.
Well, they say Generation X is analogous to the lost generation.
I could see that. They kind of kept their mouth shut.
No purpose. Gen X had no purpose. That was their whole thing.
Yeah, they didn't have a war to fight.
Yeah. They were alienated. They were all disaffected.
Yeah.
Their parents, I don't think, cared about them. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
They were latchkey kids.
Yeah, because their parents, they were like, sorry, I got to go to Wall Street because of greed.
Yeah. And they were saying things like, get this, greed is good.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear a baby boomer or a member of the silent generation say this? Greed is good.
Yeah. And then they...
Chilling.
Sniff a line of cocaine.
Yeah. Right off the mirrored table.
Yeah.
Or right off the boardroom table sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. And then they'd say, look who's the new chairman of the board.
And somebody would be like, hey, you don't say that about Frank. There's one chairman of the board. And everybody would, some goons would come in.
What's a baby boomer doing on this board? No, they're a baby boomer. Shit. The analogy's falling apart.
Generation
what
X.
What generation was Frank Sinatra? He was greatest generation?
Hey, Frank was in a generation all his own,
it's
Tom.
True.
And that's all you got to say about that. He did it his way.
He was part of the Rat Pack. That was his generation.
Yeah. There's a bug.
Yeah.
There's a bug flying around me. It spooked me. Tom, so Gen X, roughly 1965 to 1979 or 80.
Okay.
That's the parameters. If you're born there, congratulations. You're a cool grunge dude.
Yeah.
Or just like an eye-rolling lady.
Those are the two genders of Gen X-dom.
Grunge dude and eye-rolling lady.
So 1965, it's pretty, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was never on board with like, I feel like the generations aren't defined by the oldest members of the generation.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like people who were born in the 70s who are just like, those are the ones who are like, I grew up watching underdog cartoons and that's why I'm wearing this t-shirt.
Yeah, because I'm just imagining somebody born in 1965 in 1985 being 20 years old.
Yeah.
And it's like, nobody was Gen X in 1985.
Yeah.
That guy was still going to like the roller rink and wearing, you know, wristbands and headbands and stuff.
Yeah. The guy was 27 when Nevermind came out. But Kurt Cobain was 27 in 94 and he was so Gen X.
Yeah.
This is very confusing.
It is.
You know what the thing is? We came of age or we became aware of Gen X when they were defined by, like, in the early 90s, the ones that were in their early 20s.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of what's happening nowadays, too, where, we're old millennials.
Right.
And
And even, nobody gives a shit about us when they talk about millennials.
Right.
I can order avocado toast and nobody will be
nobody
like...
Nobody bats an eye.
Yeah, nobody will be like, oh, what an asshole. They're just like, oh, this man must like eating avocados on toast.
Well, but then...
And he can afford it.
Well, but then sometimes, like, especially online or whatever, you'll see, you know, somebody criticizing, because this is the way the internet works. It's like, let's criticize children online. Criticizing, like, a 14-year-old. And be like, oh, typical millennial. It's like, that's not a millennial.
It's a Xennial?
Yeah, Xennial or Generation Z.
Yeah. They scare me.
but the lines are very confusing. I don't understand why it doesn't just go by like Gen X, you're born in the 70s. Millennial, you're born in the 80s. Xennial, you're born in the 90s. Right?
Yeah, let's just say it.
Hey, we
let's
said it.
Let's just make it happen.
All right.
It's law. Like there's who else is governing this?
Yeah.
Like authors of books? Get real. It's the age of podcasts.
Yeah, nobody's reading books anymore. They're listening.
Throw your books in the trash. But light them on fire.
But it does. I mean, your point about Kurt Cobain does raise some interesting point. What year was he born?
Kurt Cobain was born. Why don't you ask Siri?
When was Kurt Cobain born?
Kurt Cobain was born February 20th, 1967.
Yeah. Right before the Summer of Love.
Right before the Summer of Sam.
Well, no, not true.
When was the Summer of Sam? What generation is that?
I mean, that's part of the thing that screwed up the Gen Xers so much.
The Son of Sam?
Yeah.
They were all afraid of him?
Stuff like that that happened. The Zodiac Killer. Ooh. 1977 was the Summer of Sam.
Yeah, so they were kids being spooked by all these tales of a man doing his dog's bidding.
Yeah, running around New York City, killing because a dog told them to.
Yeah.
Man, that must have been scary. We live in New York City now. Imagine there was a guy just running around killing people.
I mean, there are people running around killing people.
Not like that.
It's true. Do you ever see Summer of Sam?
No. It was written by Christopher Moltisanti, though.
Christopher?
Christopher. He finally got his wish and became a Hollywood writer.
Wait, who is that?
Tony Soprano's son on Tony Soprano's nephew on The Sopranos.
So wait, it was written by him?
Yeah.
The character?
No, the man, the actor.
Well, yeah, that's not his real name.
No.
Yeah, that's what confused me. I'm like, wait a minute, am I thinking of an in-universe?
No, Michael Imperioli.
Sopranos. Really? What else has he written?
A couple really bad episodes of The Sopranos.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no bad episode of The Sopranos. It's the best show that's ever been on television. But there are some very heavy-handed ones about coming to terms with your Italian heritage and being proud of it, but also recognizing the bad things or whatever that are really just, it's like a freaking after-school special.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Michael Imperioli.
Is Christopher Columbus appear in it, like in a dream or anything?
One of them is called, yeah, actually one of them is called Christopher.
Yeah.
But the character of Christopher isn't even in it till the last scene. It's all about Christopher Columbus and Columbus Day. It's weird.
But is Christopher Columbus in it?
He looms over it, let's say.
Okay.
A statue of Christopher Columbus is certainly.
Nah, I want to see a man playing Christopher. I want to see Christopher playing Christopher Columbus.
I want to see a Columbus Day pageant.
I want to see Columbo.
I'd watch Columbo.
I want to
watch
a bunch of crossovers. A crossover episode of The Sopranos with Christopher Columbus and Columbo himself.
How many people do you think David Berkowitz, the son of Sam, killed?
I'm going to guess 7.
Close. I thought it was like 25.
No.
He killed 6 and wounded 7 others. And I feel like we always discount when they say like, oh, and there were this many wounded. Getting wounded is bad.
Yeah. Well, and especially sometimes some of those woundings, it's like, oh, the person, was never right again.
Yeah.
Like they were maimed for life or they had Brain damage or something.
Yeah. Look, well, I'm glad they caught him. Yeah. David Berkowitz, bad guy.
Hey, go to hell.
Hey, get out of town.
Did they put him in the chair?
They put him in jail, Tom.
Well, I
think he had a chair in his cell.
I don't think they have chairs in jail cells. I think it's just the beds.
Really?
Yeah.
And the toilet. You can sit on the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably if you bang the bars. Hey, guard, I need a chair. They probably say, hey, sit on the toilet.
Yeah. Hey, take a shit. You want to sit down? Take a shit.
Man, when you're in jail taking it, well, except for the fact that everybody can see you doing it, but taking a shit must really be a highlight
of
your day.
Of jail?
Yeah, yeah.
No, because you got to do it right there in the open.
I know. I said if it weren't for that,
yeah,
it would probably be like a real nice, you know, be like a thing to look forward to because you'd be bored all the time.
You think pooping is less boring than like reading a book or doing push-ups?
Tim, look, you can read a book while you're pooping.
Yeah,
you can't do push-ups while you're pooping.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
technically you could. But,
yeah.
You know, you're
I'm
not
sure
going to be happy
afterwards.
I'm sure
it's been done, but not on purpose.
Yeah. Probably during like a push-up competition or something.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, I'm not going to quit.
So...
who am I to talk? I pooped my pants out of camping.
I know.
I have no right to judge somebody who poops their pants doing push-ups. Good for you. That's determination. I bet
you weren't even like doing. You weren't splitting firewood with an axe when you pooped your pants either. You were standing there telling your uncle about your grandparents having a condom.
Yeah. No, I think it was because. I think I like didn't cook the eggs all the way that morning or something.
I would not put you in charge. I wouldn't put you at your age in charge of making breakfast, let alone 11.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody else ate the eggs. I think it was just me. I think I did it while I was riding a bike. I don't really remember.
Eggs?
No, pooping my pants.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so in a lot of ways, I can sympathize with somebody who, does that while they're doing push-ups.
Yeah. If you're incarcerated, write in and let us know if pooping is the highlight of your day.
Yeah, I would think it would be.
I don't know.
I don't think people can get this in jail.
Really?
I mean, unless they smuggled in.
Yeah, I imagine this is like the number one contraband.
More episodes of The Complete Guide,
complete
huh, boys?
Guide. Yeah. Tom,
you're going in the hole for this one. It was worth it.
All right, let's get serious. Something that members of Generation X had a real tough time doing.
Yeah, they just tuned out. They're like, oh, forget it. Let's go sit in the parking lot instead.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what it was in the early 90s when we knew him. And I was like, I always think, did everybody in Generation X just work at a coffee shop? Because I think they did.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you make a living just being a part-time barista?
You thought that as like a kid?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
What do you mean?
I didn't understand.
When they were trying to prepare us for like, all right, what do you want to be when you grow up? I was like, that sounds good.
A barista.
You can make a living as a barista. I'm not knocking that lifestyle, but I thought the trope was like, I work at the coffee shop 4 hours a week, and that's what I do because I'm a slacker.
Yeah, and the rest
I thought
of
they
the
were all
time.
Slackers.
I play lead guitar in Keanu Reeves' band, Dogstar.
Dogstar, yeah. He plays the bass because he's humble.
Yeah, he doesn't sing.
He doesn't look for the spotlight.
No.
It's sometimes thrust upon him.
Sometimes it finds him. How can it help it? It's drawn to stars.
Yeah. Star of The Matrix 4.
soon to be released, Matrix 4.
Didn't everybody hate Matrices 2 and 3?
They did.
Then why is everybody excited about the fourth?
Because
of John Wick?
Another at-bat Because nowadays people love Keanu Reeves like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
He's a good Gen X guy, right?
I would say he's maybe my favorite Gen X guy.
Let's rank the best Gen X guys. Can you tell me when Keanu Reeves was born?
I'm going to guess he's 60s, like late 60s.
I'm going to say he was born in 1970.
When was Keanu Reeves born?
Keanu Reeves was born February 23rd, 1967, and is 52 years old.
I didn't ask how old he was.
Wait. 67? February 67? Yeah. When was Kurt Cobain?
Was he born the same day as Kurt Cobain? When was Kurt Cobain born?
Board of Deputies.
No.
What did you ask? What did she answer?
When was Kurt Cobain born?
Kurt Cobain was born February 20th, 1967.
And when was Keanu Reeves? It was right around then. It was like the same week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
A
big
landmark
week.
For Gen X.
For cool dudes. I wonder what, when was, do you think Winona Ryder was born?
Nah, she's a little younger, I think.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, because Beetlejuice.
What do you mean because of Beetlejuice?
Because Beetlejuice came out, what, 87, 88, 89? And she was still a teen.
Well, she was playing a teen. I don't know if she was actually a teen.
Now, friggin' famousbirthdays.com tells me Keanu Reeves was born September 2nd, 1964.
What? I trust Siri over famousbirthdays.com. I mean, the Siri thing, I think, gets it from Wikipedia.
Okay.
Which anybody can edit.
Yeah.
Including Keanu Reeves himself. Maybe he's trying to pass himself off as younger nowadays.
September 2nd, 1964. Was there another... He's not even a baby boomer.
What?
I mean, he's not even... He is a baby boomer. He's not even a Gen Xer.
Wow. Now I feel betrayed.
He missed it by 3 months to the day.
Nah, he's an honorary Gen Xer.
Yeah, I mean, how could Bill and or Ted... Ted. He's Ted from Bill and Ted. How could Ted Theodore Logan not be a Gen Xer?
Be a baby boomer. That's sick. It's sick to even say that.
Ugh. Clear me out some space in the vomitorium.
Right. Who's your top Gen Xer?
Well, I would have to say I'm looking at these.
You're looking at what?
My list. River Phoenix, maybe.
Right.
Right, because he was cool.
Yeah, was he a Gen Xer? Or was he a baby boomer?
River Phoenix?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? River Phoenix was born in 1970.
Okay.
And I think that's the perfect time for a Gen Xer to be born.
Yeah, it is.
You know, he died on Halloween in 1993.
At the Viper Room.
Yeah. Sad, sad story.
Yeah. Gone too soon.
But he was cool.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous. Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
He was cool.
What about Robert Downey Jr.?
I was going to say that I think he's up there as a Gen
now,
Xer.
Is that what happened? Is that the trajectory for Gen Xers? Like, Robert Downey Jr. Like
drug
was like...
problems.
Was like...
On top
cool,
of the world.
Like, too cool for school, kind yeah. of an underachiever for a little while.
Right.
Then, like, you know, came into his own, grew up a little bit, but then developed an addiction maybe, or like yeah. did something, and then... Now, within the last decade, the whole generation has kind of reinvented themselves into, hey, I know how to check email, but I'm not going to write a lot of emails.
Yeah, I'm not going to let it control my life.
That's the best part about Gen Xers. That
yeah.
They just don't care about email.
Yeah, I guess that is, it's a weird...
Gen Xers are like, oh, I didn't have a computer in college.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, that's really cool.
I was going to say, it's a weird line because I know at my school, at least, at my college, like hearing about, oh, yeah, oh, a few years ago, like the people that are here as seniors when you're a freshman, they didn't have like Ethernet in the dorms.
Yeah.
When they were freshmen. So they didn't have, nobody had, not nobody, some people had their own computers.
Yeah, big weird nerds.
Exactly. Big weird nerds had their own computers, but otherwise people didn't really have their computers. They would go to the library to write papers yeah. and stuff.
Bunch of Dennises from head of the class had their computers. Because Dennis had his computer yeah. in the back of
that. And
that
was a
too.
Desktop computer.
Yeah.
Boy, we're losing everybody.
What do you mean? Dennis from head of the class went on to be
become a pervert.
A famous pervert, but producer of children shows.
Not a famous pervert. He's flown under the pervert radar.
I know. Ugh, sickening.
What was he looking up on that computer at the back of the classroom and head of the class, huh? Made sure he had his back to the wall.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a big line that divided, I think.
Do you think Sumner Redstone is protecting him?
Sumner Redstone's still alive?
Technically.
But that was a big dividing line, I think, between Gen X and millennials that, like, me and you grew up at, like, the like first moments you could kind of be online all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't grow up with cell phones, but we grew up with, like, AIM and everything. We grew up having to take typing classes and being like, this is hard. I don't know how to type. And then, like, 6 months later, oh, I can type 120 words a minute because I got AIM.
Yeah.
AOL Instant Messenger for... Gen Xers and Xennials listening in.
They're past all this.
And that's why I'm trying to explain it to them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nowadays I'm a little bit... Although sometimes you run into people, Gen Xers, who just kind of like completely miss computers. And they're not that much older than us. I mean, I guess you don't really run into it in like New York City. But...
It's a great life to yeah. live.
Although I was going to say it's different nowadays because of phones, but I remember like maybe like 10 years ago, you would run into somebody who was like a few years older than us. And it was just like, oh, I don't have a computer. I'm not really online.
Yeah. I mean, my brother is a young Gen Xer.
Yeah. Just barely made it under the line.
And a great man, but I'll send him an email and then I'll talk to him 3 weeks later and he'll be like, I haven't signed into email. I didn't see that. And it's like, you didn't sign into email in
Why you
three
have to
weeks?
Sign in?
Yeah, isn't it just there with you all the time, all day?
Yeah. Doesn't a device vibrate on your body a second and a half after I send it to you?
Yeah. By the way, I looked it up. Sumner Redstone is alive, but he is of the generation from before they named generations. It's like he's in the same generation that Teddy Roosevelt was in, which was just like, yep, just a guy. One of the guys that like survived childbirth and lived to be an adult.
It's from like a generation confederacy or union.
Yeah. Tom? Uh-huh. They were latchkey kids. That's how they grew up. Their parents weren't home
right
when they came home from school, because at some point in the late 60s, early 70s, they started giving women jobs.
Yeah.
Remember when that was, they would like teach that in school as a thing? Like, yep, this is when women started being allowed to have jobs. And we're like, wow, that's weird.
Yeah, if you hadn't taught me that, I would just assume that's normal.
Yeah.
but thanks for trying to drill it into my head that this thing that's been around decades before I exist
is
abnormal.
No, it's useful that you teach that, right?
Yeah.
Because like, look, some people had to fight for equality.
Yeah. Well, I just think that there was too much time taken up making us watch Laverne and Shirley episodes.
In high school history classes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I get it.
Yeah.
They work at the bottling factory and it's fine.
Do you just know that because of the parody of the opening credit sequence that appears in the movie Wayne's World?
No, I've seen a little bit of Laverne and Shirley. I know Lenny and Squiggy and the gang.
And Laverne and
yeah, they were in
Shirley,
Milwaukee.
Presumably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I only know because of Wayne's World.
So that was like a novel thing, and the like for years, mm-hmm. all like the psychologists and stuff on TV were like, that's what screwed them up, that's why they're so sad all the time. That's what it's like. No, that's not why they're sad all the time.
No,
they're sad all the time
because it's cool.
Friggin' Ronald Reagan, right?
Right, he's out there going, well,
yeah, and they got tired of it. They're like, finish the sentence, well, what. Well, what, Ronnie?
Well,
God damn it! It's not even worth it. I'm gonna go work at a record store and roll my eyes.
I was kind of a latchkey kid. You were kind of a latchkey kid.
Yeah, and it ruled.
Yeah, it was
and
great.
It's a bummer to think that you don't just like kids just aren't like left alone for a while.
No, I remember like days when I would come home and my mom was because my mom worked full time, but she worked like weird hours sometimes. And the days when I would come home and she wasn't home, I was like, oh, this rules.
Yeah, because like, you hate your mom, right?
No, it's just like I have the house to myself.
Yeah. And it was, I mean.
As a 12-year-old
like,
or whatever, yeah.
10, 11, 12, it's like, well, I get to choose what I do now. I'm going to hop on my bike and go anywhere I want.
Yeah, or like I'm going to put on Ninja Turtles and make some Hot Pockets. Not Hot Pockets. I don't think they had those yet, but. Maybe pizza bagels, mini pizza bagels, maybe some Tostino's pizza rolls. I'm going to do that. And
all these years, Tom, you don't know that it's called Totino's pizza
rolls.
Totino's.
Yeah, right.
You know where I learned that? Christopher Moltisanti. He came to terms with the fact that Totino's was the food that of his heritage, his people.
I just threw out it.
Yeah, they burn your mouth real bad or they're ice cold and disgusting.
Yeah.
But they're Italian, goddammit.
I cook them in my air fryer sometimes nowadays, and
yeah, I told you to do that, Tom. I said
you didn't. Yeah, you told me, but I had already heard it from the boys on the street.
No, not at all. I'll pull up the Slack conversation where I sent you the article about it, and you said I'll have to try that.
I was just trying to make you happy for a change.
Well, thank you. I'm very sad all the time. It's because I was a latchkey kid.
Yeah, but being a latchkey kid ruled. I think any Gen Xer that you would ask, I mean, maybe it was just that it was more standardized by the time we were kids.
Yeah.
But I think any Gen Xer you would ask nowadays, like, hey, did that fuck you up? They'd probably be like, no, it's fine. It's great.
I think the thing that messes them up more than anything is what does latchkey mean?
Yeah.
Like, you opened your door with a key?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a latchkey adult. I was a deadbolt kid. I mean, that sounds worse.
Yeah. But also, There was this thing, and maybe we grew up in an idyllic town or something.
Right.
But I would get home from school, and they made it sound like, oh, yep, these kids, they have nobody to look after them, and they just had to go inside and lock the door, and they just sit in a dark room. My door was open to all my friends. I never closed the door and locked it.
Yeah. No, me neither.
Yeah. So guess what? Latchkey is no way to raise a kid. Open door policy.
I was going to say the one exception might be that Gen Xers didn't have necessarily as many video games.
But they had cooler video games.
Yeah.
Ones that didn't take over your life. You could only play Mortal Kombat for so long.
But I'm saying when I was a latchkey kid, you could come home and it was like, oh, nobody's here. I can play a video game on, you know, in the living room. And, you know, the rest of my family's not going to be like, we don't want to watch you play a video game. Right. Turn that off.
And like the baby boomers, the Gen Xers could only play.
They'd have to go to the arcade.
Pac-Man and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. You and I had very different latchkey kid experiences, I think. You were all about really just letting your hair down and classic Bacchanal situation where you're just like...
No, not Bacchanal, but...
Pizza rolls and video games. I was hanging out with friends, Tom.
Well, doing I was more things. Of an introvert, Tim. And I liked just having some pizza rolls and having some quiet time where I could play, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog for a minute without the rest of the world bearing down on me.
It's fair enough. Tom, let's talk about some classic Gen X movies. I don't think... What's your top number one Gen X movie?
I don't know if I have one. I don't really like Gen X movies. I don't really like Gen X.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're cool.
No, I think they're overrated.
They don't care about anything. And then
good.
They started
then they won't
to care about
that
things.
I don't have much of
They don't care what
them.
You do as long as you don't sell out. And then if you sell out, oh boy,
then they've got it in for you.
Oh, God. They're going to be relentless with their
But they've
sneering.
All sold out by this point.
Yeah, by this point. That's what happens when you're in your 40s and 50s.
All right.
Hey, if you don't sell out when you're old, you got no brain or something, right?
Sure.
So you didn't like films such as Singles?
I was going to say, I bet that most of these movies I haven't even seen, and Singles I've never even seen.
Yeah, but you know the gist of it, right?
Ben...
No. You're thinking Reality Bites.
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
Do you think Janine Garofalo is the ideal Gen X woman?
Yeah, probably.
Who's more emblematic of Generation X than Janine Garofalo?
Well, I was going to say along the Must Love Cats and Dogs, Uma Thurman's up there as well. Must Love Dogs.
The Truth About Cats and Dogs.
The Truth About Cats and Dogs. Yeah.
I just learned some sickening information.
What?
Janine Garofalo is a mere 26 days younger than Keanu Reeves, making her a baby boomer.
Oh my God!
September 28th, 1964.
All these baby boomers in Gen X clothing.
Hold on. I just want to...
And all these Gen Xers...
Oh, Uma Thurman, classic 1970.
Yeah, so yeah. She's in there. But all
Her
these...
and River Phoenix.
All these...
Cool as hell together.
Gen X latchkey kids, they ain't have their parents around. They tell them who's a baby boomer and who's a Gen Xer.
Yeah. Sickening.
I blame the parents.
Blame the baby boomers. Train Spotting. Is that that's like about Gen Xers.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, because they were like really aimless.
Yeah, they were. Wait, he swim in a toilet?
Yeah,
I've never seen that movie either.
Clerks.
I've seen Clerks,
and that was when like it's like yeah, we're just guys that talk about Star Wars movies.
Yeah, now like Kevin Smith, that's a young Gen Xer, right?
No, he's probably born in 1970.
I was going to say like 75 would be my bet.
Nah, Kevin Smith was born August 2nd, 1970. That's wow. The sweet spot, man. That's the X.
Yeah, they were the most influential Xers.
Slacker, the movie?
Never seen Slacker.
And here's the thing. That was directed by
Art Linklater.
Yeah, the man from the TV show.
Ed Norton.
Tom, I think Wayne's World is the best Gen X movie, and you don't think of it as a Gen X movie.
But wait a minute. How old are they?
How old is Mike Myers, or how old is Wayne, and how old is Garth?
I mean, I'm going to say both those actors are firmly baby boomers.
Potentially.
But they were playing a little younger, you're right.
Yeah. Mike Myers was born in 1963.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boomer. Boomer all the way.
Yeah. But, look, man, it's about an attitude.
It is.
Dana Carvey was born in 1955.
Jesus, yeah.
He fought World War II. And he has the worst picture of him on Wikipedia.
Huh.
It's him in an ill-fitting tux, like it's too big on him.
Oh, is he
from the Emmy Awards?
No, that's the turtle from Master of Disguise. That was part of the movie.
In 1989, why the hell would they choose this picture of Dana Carvey?
Jeff Bezos has it out for him, Tim.
On Wikipedia?
Oh, I thought you said IMDb.
Bezos picks up Wikipedia. We're all screwed.
Yeah.
Bezos.
I mean, Bezos, he could hire somebody that their only job is to mess with Dana Carvey's Wikipedia page if that's what he wanted.
Yeah. He'd pay them.
He could even pay him $1 million a year if he wanted to.
He absolutely wouldn't.
I mean, and to be fair, you wouldn't really need to pay somebody that much to do that.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it to Dana Carvey, but I would do it to most people. Just mess up their online presence. Okay, who cares? Who cares when podcast hosts are looking up how old they are? What picture comes up?
Your question was, is Jeff Bezos a Gen Xer? I'm going to guess that he's an old Gen Xer. I'm going to guess he was born in... No, I'm going to say he's 67.
No, I'm
born
sorry.
In 67, he not...
Was,
six-
he was born in 64.
Just barely missed the cutoff.
Yeah.
Huh. Because that's the other thing I associate Gen X with is the like the dot-com boom.
Yeah.
You know, they were the dot-comers, the first dot-comers.
Yeah.
Except the ones that were baby boomers.
But the visionaries there, the ones that were like, no, this will be like really big.
Yeah, so that's like him and Bill Gates and Steve Jobs.
Elon Musk... firmly Gen X.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he's a good amount younger. He's in late 40s, I'm going to guess.
He was born in 1971. Mm. So, yeah.
Younger than Uma Thurman.
Yeah, it's true. And all that he's accomplished.
And he acts like he's 13 online.
He's nuts. I like that. I like his personality.
You like that he posts about memes and stuff to... Yeah. Make Grimes think he's cool.
Yeah. And guess what? Grimes, for a while, did think he was cool.
Did they break up?
I think like 2 years ago.
No, I think they're still together.
No.
I think that, Tim, if they're not still together, I'm going to jump out the window.
Okay. Unclear. Oh, yeah. Still together.
Yeah. Jeez. If those two crazy kids can't make it, who can?
Well... this is coming from twofab.com.
Yeah, that's...
And...
I believe that's a subsidiary of the New York Times.
Grimes' bizarre health regimen, experimental eye surgery, time travel, screaming, and sword fighting. Grimes spends...
No wonder he's in love with her.
Grimes spends...
Sounds like the ideal woman.
...up to over 7 hours a day screaming, sword fighting, and astrogliding.
Now, I read about this. This is her. She was trolling.
All of which she does with eyeballs that no longer see blue light.
See, look, Tim. She's a Xennial.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't get the jokes Grime makes.
They scare me because Xennials do not have feelings. They exist. They just troll everybody all the time. The only thing they can feel, and they can barely feel it, is when they pull the wool over somebody's eyes, and then they go like, "What are you mad about?" or something.
But that's fair, considering how much the generations preceding them screwed everything up. That's a great response of just like, we're just gonna be like a black box to you. You're not going to be able to figure out what the hell we're up to.
What do you think is the ideal Gen X anthem?
Pearl Jam's Jeremy.
Okay.
It's not my favorite song, but I think it's the song I heard the most.
What about Radiohead's Creep? What about Beck's Loser? That
Ooh,
has some
Beck's,
whimsy.
Yeah,
in
Beck's
it.
Losers probably. I mean, that's like if you're watching like a 2020 or Dateline special about Gen X, that's what they're gonna play, and they're gonna be like Generation X. So what are they all about? Is it because we left their keys on a latch that they ended up like this?
Were they playing some weird scat version of Loser?
They couldn't get the rights.
They had some bebop guy come in.
Well, they gotta appeal to the olds.
Yeah. Here's a dark horse candidate for Gen X anthem.
Okay.
Lisa Loeb's Stay.
That's a good one too.
And I think that benefits from its affiliation with Reality Bites.
What about Jules, Who Will Save Your Soul?
That was a little too granola.
Yeah, it's pretty good, though. She lived in her car. Did you know that? She's from Alaska. Wow.
The things you don't know about people. Sean Penn, he's kind of like a Gen X guy.
Nah, he's too old.
Really?
I think he's too old. He's older than Robert Downey Jr., I would think.
Oh, yeah, he's 1960.
Yeah, come on, man.
Sean Penn should just get out of town, right?
I mean, he's not in that much nowadays.
Lock him up next to Berkowitz.
I think they sat Berkowitz in the chair.
No! He's still
in jail? Can I go visit him?
No, I don't think so, no? Why not? Visit prisoners?
Yeah, I mean, I think if somebody's...
I think so. If he's in New York, I think the security's pretty tight right now.
That's true.
I don't know if you can just waltz in and see whoever you want.
No, if you go to, like, visit a prisoner, they're not going to... I mean, they're going to ask the guy. They're going to be like, hey, there's a guy named Tom. He's got a podcast. He wants to talk to you. And, you know,
I mean,
he could say,
like, oh, maybe he'll get me out of here.
A la Serial.
Yeah, which didn't get that guy out of there, but...
No, but hey, maybe this time it would work.
Yeah. I mean, that's all he could... he's alive. He's the son of Sam.
Yeah, maybe I'll go visit him.
I don't think he should.
Why not?
He's a murderer.
Yeah, but maybe he's reformed now. Maybe I could reform him.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm going to visit him and say, hey... That was sick what you did. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, Tom, don't do
that. And
then
he'll be like, guard! Guard!
Don't do that to him. All right, who's your ideal Gen Xer?
I said Keanu, and then it turned out he wasn't even a Gen Xer.
And that was my Garofalo sitch.
Yeah. I mean, look, I might go vanilla again and say Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, Edward Vedder.
He's a very, he's one of the good ones. He's a good Gen Xer, I think.
He's a little bit of a blowhard. And guess what? He's not a Gen Xer. He missed it by 8 days.
Bitch.
December 23rd, 1964. They're screwing us on this, man.
They really are. We've blown the doors off this. They're lying
to us.
This is
why the UN needs to get involved, man. You know what? They need to change that.
Yeah.
64 to 78, let's say.
Yeah. Wait. Then what about, what happens to 79 and 80?
Fuck them.
Oh, come on. That's not fair.
What?
To the end of 79.
No, I think you should, there are people that shouldn't be a part of a generation.
just lost souls just wandering around out there.
No, that's cool, because here's why this works.
All right.
You got generations that they're a part of something. They band together, and some generations come together and like screw up everything, and then yeah. They're like, "And guess what? We'll keep our stranglehold on the world long past the time when we and then another generation will be like, "Oh, let's get together," and they'll be like, "We'll either fight or we won't fight them," and then they don't. They get jobs at record stores and coffee houses instead. But then there's someone who's like, I got nothing here. I got nothing to grasp onto.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break some of this shit up. I'm the Joker. Like Ooh, people in
Generation Joker.
Yeah, people in 79 and 80. It's a generation of just people who want to watch the world burn, and yeah. They just want to, but they don't want to watch the actual world burn. They just want to break up these institutions.
Yeah, I was gonna say the world's already on fire.
Yeah.
So.
Now the baby boomers did that one.
Do you have more about Gen X, or do you want to solve a problem?
Let's do neither. Now let's solve a problem. Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom.
We're going to solve a problem. Tom, before we solve a problem, I have something to say.
Yes.
Number one, not relevant to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. The Friends, the TV show Friends.
Yeah.
Gen Xers all the
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. That's nice. Now, relevant to this, if you're coming to our shows, either one of our shows in London on September 13th or 14th, email us. We want to solve your problem on stage. It's a lot of fun. You get something for free, so a little bit of free merch. You get some time in the sun, right?
Yeah.
Spotlights on you, but not in a good way. We promise we'll be nice to you. Email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com and write London show in the subject line. And if you have a problem, if you're not in London, just send us a regular email. Thecompleteguidetoeverything.
Put whatever you want on the subject. I mean, preferably something that makes it obvious.
No cussing.
This person, I don't know if it's a man or a woman. Give me a unisex name.
Pren.
Pren?
Yeah.
What? That's not a name.
It could be anything.
Jesus. All right.
What?
Dear
Tim. Dana.
All right. Better. Dear Tim
Just
and Tom.
Just kidding. It's Dana Carvey. A man.
Dear Tim and Tom, please don't use my real name. I have a problem that I think you might want to help me with. I work in the head office of a big company in the UK that rhymes with Gesco. You know what that is?
The gas company?
No, Tesco.
Well, Tom.
What?
Yeah, of course I knew that.
Well,
I didn't know.
Maybe I didn't say it right. And the campus where we work is pretty huge. As part
that
of,
seems boring, working for Tesco but not having access to any of the food.
You don't know that they don't have access to the food?
Not
maybe they work in the food testing department.
Well, that's a very good
in
point.
In the candy part testing department.
All right.
As part of my day-to-day tasks, I have to work with this guy on an almost daily basis. We email and send messages on Microsoft Teams. Is this a sponsored email?
Microsoft Teams?
It's like their version of Slack. But
why?
Because Microsoft.
Because people can have products.
Okay. But most of the time, I find it easier to communicate in person. The issue is, it's always me going to his desk and not the other way around, which is quite grating, especially when he's the one that needs information from me. We're both at the same level of seniority and both in our mid-20s. It's a 3-minute walk every time. And while it may sound short, it adds up when done multiple times a day. He's not the most talkative or affable person, pretty stern, and only ever talks about business, which makes it extra difficult. I can't think of a way of telling him, you know what, you come to me without sounding petty and or lazy. Appreciate your suggestions and help with this. You guys are doing the Lord's work, Dana. I would say right off the bat, a 3-minute walk is a pretty long walk.
Yeah.
Like within an office, she said, or he said, it's a pretty big campus.
Yeah, but that's then it's mind blowing. 3 minutes is a long time.
Yeah,
3 minutes is like a quarter mile.
I don't think it's. I mean, you have to be really trucking it. That's a 12-minute mile.
Yeah,
I mean that's like a jogging pace mile.
All right. What's that? What, a fifth of a mile, maybe?
They don't even have miles over there, Tim. They have meters.
What?
And kilometers and millimeters.
All right.
Three minutes, though. 3 minutes is an awkward amount of time walking because it's like, do I bring headphones? Do I listen to something while I'm doing this walk? That's too much of a... it's not like, oh, they work on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
It is like hallways, maybe elevators are involved.
This is what you do. Segway-based mobile workspace.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Talk
you're
to your,
tooling around all day.
That's what Segway's, that's what Dean Kamen wanted them to be all about.
That's what Dean Kane wants.
you don't want to know what Dean Kane wants.
Yeah, I think I know what Dean Kane wants. It's not good.
But yeah, I mean, you might be able to turn this in your favor and get your boss to get the company to foot for a Segway.
Yeah.
Or a Segway for a Segway.
Or whenever you go over to this dullard,
yeah,
just like leave trash there or otherwise make it an unpleasant experience for him there, right? Because he seems a little persnickety, right?
I don't know if you I mean, I would say fart.
Yeah, but if he comes to you, he's still going to smell farts in his mind.
Huh?
Right? Because he's like, oh, this person, Dana's just always farting.
Right.
Like,
but,
whether
but then
I go to Dana or Dana comes to me, I still have to smell a fart.
Yeah, but you could train him by not farting at your own desk, which is going to be tough. But you could only fart at their desk. And then it's like, hey, even when you leave, if it's a good fart, it's going to stay there.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think you should make a mess, like spill sugary soda all over his desk accidentally every time.
Ew,
be like, every time Dana comes here, they spilled friggin' soda all over my desk, and then I have to clean it up.
Yeah, that's actually not bad. I mean, I was going to say the legitimate thing is you could just always say, oh, I'm in the middle of something. Can you come to me?
Yeah. Why don't you just pick up a phone? Do they have phones?
A lot of offices nowadays don't even have phones.
I don't have phones at my office.
Yeah.
I also don't have a 3-minute walk.
My old job, that was like an ongoing. They were always like trying to figure, like getting us phones was like landing a man on the moon, trying to get phones at everybody's desk.
I'm trying to get a goddamn phone line in my apartment, Tom, and I can't do it for the life of me. Nobody wants to give me one. No, you have all these weird solutions of like, this one plugs into the internet. I just want a phone with a phone number.
That's what this has.
No, you have to like maintain it through Google or something.
Yeah, and it's fine.
They
listen to all the calls so they know if I'm in danger or not.
Mm. I enjoy the personalized ad experience. The ads are actually helpful.
Yeah, it tells me what to buy. Hmm. Otherwise, I'm on my own.
Okay, so we have mobile Segway desk.
Yes. Not even a Segway desk, just get a Segway.
Yeah, but Dana, here's the thing. Even if they cut their travel time down, it's still a loss of productivity, right?
Yeah.
Should be able to do what they want.
You can be on your phone while you're on a Segway, I think.
It's legal.
I mean, anything's legal indoors.
Murder?
Yeah.
You have farting. I think you should just spill something at his desk every time.
Spill a fart.
Spill a fart. Diarrhea.
Drop eggs on his desk. Drop old. Be like, oh, I was in the middle of getting rid of these old eggs. And then you drop, oh, I drop rotten eggs all over your desk. Because guess what? Now you've spilled something and it smells like farts.
Here's what you do. Just say, I'll be right there, and then don't show up.
I was going to say, that's another great, just be like, cool, I'll head over when I got a minute, and then just don't.
Yeah, and just keep doing that. Or just be like, I'm coming over right now. Expect
Don't
me.
Move.
If I'm not there in a minute, if I'm not
Call
there
911.
In 3 minutes.
Or 999
yeah,
over there.
Terrible something terrible has happened.
999.
Give
him
a good scare.
Yeah.
Make him feel bad. Then he'd be like, oh, something happened to Dana. I shouldn't make Dana do all this walking. Why did I ever do that? And then show up like 3 minutes later.
Right, but like, with a cast on and crutches.
Yeah, and a neck brace.
Say, oh, the doctor said I'm doing too many of these walks.
Yeah, they said it could be terminal.
But what was it? What did you need from me?
If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom, take it away.
You can find out more at tcgt.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter @completeguide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me @yourpaltim.
If you want to support the show, check out tcgt.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping and patreon.com/completeguide for our other podcast, Books the Podcast, where in week two, Tim is reading the seven, what is it?
The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah. Tim's learning to be more effective, and you can learn through him.
Tom, it is fucking working.
Well, the jury remains out on that. Patreon.com/complete guide. You get all the old episodes of Books the Podcast. Not to say they're old. They're timeless.
Yeah, like the books themselves.
If you're coming to
some of the books are pretty dated. They have like racist terms in them, but dated.
Yeah,
but
there was
timeless.
Actually like a long string of that. If you're in the London area, tcgt.com/live. We're coming there September 13th and 14th. Come to one of these shows. Two different shows. They're going to be fun.
They're going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Maybe soon we can announce the
topics. Yeah.
Ooh. And once we announce the topics, you're not going to be able to get a ticket. So
no,
get one
it's
now.
It's going to be insane. So buy both just in case.
Both days.
Yeah.
They're both going to be completely different shows.
Tim, what
Bring
are
people.
What are your closing opinions on Generation X? Yay or nay?
Yay. 100 times yay. I if I had to pick any generation out of all the generations to hang out with, it'd be a Gen Xer.
Now, do you think that's just because the age we're at, like those were the older kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
All right. Well, there it is.
What's your verdict on Gen X?
Now, if there's any group I could hang out with, it's whatever's below Xennials.
You want to hang out with children?
Yeah, I want to see, like...
I guess so.
What music do you guys listen to?
I enjoy hanging out with my nephew more than... And he's 2. What is he?
He's below sub-zennial. Ooh, yeah. That's a cool... They should go with that.
Yeah. And my niece, too, but she's still like 6 months old and she doesn't do much.
Yeah. So you don't know if she's going to be cool.
I don't know if she's cool.
She might be a real bummer to hang out with.
I'll tell you this. She seems nice.
She seems nice. In what ways is she nice?
She's pleasant to be around.
Okay. Never heard somebody describe a 6-year-old as nice.
A 6-month-old.
6-month-old as nice. Well-mannered.
Yeah, it's fine. She shits her pants sometimes.
Well, who amongst us doesn't?
So I'll never take her camping.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't do it normally, so maybe...
Poop your pants?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was only
take
that,
your word for it.
That one time camping, so maybe the opposite would be true.
I've
maybe you take her camping
pants.
And she won't poop her pants.
Yeah.
I've only
she's
pooped
a reverse,
my pants.
She's a reverse Tom.
Yeah. I've only pooped my pants twice, but the other time will remain a tale for another day.
Wow. Cliffhanger. Shit hanger.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.